This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel intensified its bombardment of Rafah in Gaza South Wednesday. Residents said over a dozen members of one family were killed in an airstrike. In Jerusalem, Israeli War Cabinet member Benny Gantz cited promising early signs of progress on a new deal to release hostages held by Hamas militants in Gaza amid talks conducted by the United States, Egypt, and Qatar to secure a pause in the war. The Israeli army said it had stepped up operations in Khan Yunis, a city just north of Rafah. About 1.5 million people are estimated to be crammed into Rafah on the southernmost fringe of the enclave close to the border with Egypt, most of them having fled their homes further north to escape Israel's military onslaught. Syrian state TV has reported Israeli strikes at a neighborhood of Damascus, killing two people and causing material damage. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
It reported that several missiles hit a western neighborhood of the capital. The strike damaged the fourth floor of a 10-story building, shattering window glass on nearby buildings and also damaging dozens of cars parked in the area. Israel has carried out hundreds of strikes on targets inside government-controlled parts of war-torn Syria in recent years. Israel rarely acknowledges its actions in Syria, but it has said that it targets bases of Iran-allied militant groups such as Lebanon's Hezbollah. I'm Karen Shamas.
Farmers protesting in India used kites on Wednesday to ensnare police drones used by security forces to fire tear gas on demonstrators in an attempt to disperse them. The farmers also fired slingshots and flare guns on the drones. For the past week, thousands of farmers fought pitched battles with security forces some 200 kilometers north of Delhi after police stopped their march to the capital to demand higher prices for their crops from the government. This is VOA News. 15 candidates in Senegal's delayed presidential election have accused President Macky Sall of ill will and vowed to take action to ensure a new poll date is swiftly established. The announcement came as civil society group said it had organized a new rally for Saturday and is calling for the election to be held before Sall's term officially runs out on April 2nd. President Sall had postponed the original February 25th election date, citing a dispute over the candidate list. The decision plunged a traditionally stable West African nation into its worst political crisis in decades and sparked unrest which left four people dead. Senegal's Constitutional Council overturned Sall's decree to postpone the vote until December. Taiwanese fishermen say they are exercising caution when they go out to work on the sensitive waters around frontline islands near the Chinese coast. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
They say they are worried about rising tensions after two Chinese nationals died during a chase with Taiwan's Coast Guard. They died when Taiwan's Coast Guard tried to expel their boat, which then overturned. Their vessel had gotten close to an islet that is part of the Kinmen Islands, which has been governed from Taipei since the end of the Chinese Civil War in 1949. A furious China, which claims Taiwan as part of its own territory, responded by launching its own Coast Guard patrols and on Monday boarded a Taiwanese tourist boat operating off Kinmen.
That was Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. U.S. authorities said Wednesday they had charged a member of the Japanese Yakuza criminal underworld with conspiring to sell nuclear material for Myanmar to fund an illicit arms deal. Court documents say the Yakuza leader and a co-defendant had previously been charged in April 2022 with drug trafficking and firearms offenses. The weapons that were part of the attempted arms deal included surface-to-air missiles. A large hospital in the southern U.S. state of Alabama has paused in vitro fertilization treatments as health care providers weigh the impact of a state court ruling that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
The University of Alabama, Birmingham announced that its UAB Division of Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility has paused the treatments as it evaluates Alabama's Supreme Court decision. The ruling involves wrongful death cases brought by couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident at a fertility clinic. The ruling by the all-Republican Alabama Supreme Court prompted a wave of concern about the future of IVF treatments in the state. Patients called clinics to see if scheduled IVF treatments would continue as providers are consulting with attorneys. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.